goddamn deep.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, my grandpa just had a birthday. He's a big fisherman. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how old he is, but his watch is still set to hammer time. But but we were going to get him a stripper to pop out of a cake. Uh-huh. We couldn't find one last minute, so we ended up getting a fat girl to strip for a piece of cake. Mm-hmm. And out of the corner of my eye, I thought she was making balloon animals, but she was just bent over with a thong on at the time. So you know what to do with that. Yeah.
What not? I think he misremembers.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Lawrence the Cable Guy.
Oh, man.
That is so true, Dick.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
As we call them on the internet, LTCG.
I'm sore.
Hey, you know something?
What?
No, what? I had a dream last night about the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Right. Before we get to Joe Radio, I don't know how much more Roger Clemens, Andy Pettit I can take.
It's a drag. It's a bummer. It's just depressing.
He's got to throw it in here. I watched that Andy Pettit hurt him yesterday, as everybody did.
His big press conference down at Fabulous Legends Field in Tampa, Florida.
Couple of things. First, some people may feel this way. He admits that he did something wrong. He's apologizing. But then what's he apologizing for? Because he says, I'm not a cheater. He says, I took HGH, but I don't think I'm a cheater. Right. If you think I'm a cheater, that's okay. Yeah, that's kind of, you know, six of this, half a dozen of the other. It's like, okay, so you're dancing around that. The thing that
He's dancing around a lot of things.
The most interesting, something he didn't dance around, was when he talked about the guy that injected him and Clemens.
Mac Demme?
He called him Mac. He talked about him like he was a buddy. He said, Mac's a good friend of mine. Roger is a good friend of mine. I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, hold on a second. Who am I supposed to believe now? You got Roger Clemens saying one thing, Andy Pettit saying another thing, and now I feel that the trainer got some prep, some prop, some dap yesterday. God, I love saying that. Because the guy, Andy Pettit, made him look okay, right?
Yeah, well, what he says, the quote that jumps out at me, and I think the quote that you have to read between the lines on, is when he said, Roger, they asked him about Clemens and said, well, Roger's doing what he thinks he has to do, or something along those lines, right? And what the quote says is, you know, I didn't misremember this, as Roger said. The quote was, he's doing what he thinks is right. Mm. I think that's also dancing around that. Yeah. I think if Andy Pettit believes that Roger Clemens is lying about this and, in fact, knows that Roger Clemens is lying, I think really, if he's going to be all, you know, all honest, which is everybody, that's what they've all said he is, you come out and you say it. But you had to read between the lines. He danced around the Mac Demme thing. He danced around the issue
that he
took steroids, even though he's admitted it.
I thought he did more than dance around the Mac Demme thing. It's like Whitman Clemens was up there saying, this guy's full of crap.
He spoke more with more friendly terminology
reverence
about Mac Demme than he did about Roger Clemens.
Yeah, right. It was like, hey, I'm friends with both these guys, but Mac's my buddy.
You know, don't you think it's something where you really have to read between the lines on it? Because it is, I mean, I want to get the quote because it really is.
And while you're looking
for that,
it's a way
of him doing that.
I just tell you the other thing that I just found, not disconcerting, but I'm just tired of this like everybody else. And I'm supposed to feel somehow better because Derek Jeter's sitting there. It's like they say, boy, this means so much that Derek Jeter is sitting here for an hour.
They pointed to him.
Well, BFD. It's like, so Derek Jeter's sitting there. So what?
All right, here's the quote from Pettit. It says, regarding Clemens' denial, Pettit said, I don't take it personal. Yeah, okay. Roger.
What not?
Yeah. Roger is a grown man. He has to do what he feels is the right thing. All of that is not coming out and saying, he probably, maybe we have a disagreement. No, that's coming out. He has to do what he feels is the right thing. He's coming out and saying it, but he's getting away with it. We'll still be friends. He wants it all. I look at this as these guys, no matter what age they are, they're still childlike. And these disagreements and these admissions of wrongdoing are very childlike. They're very much like a kid that gets caught doing something, and they're trying to cover their ass.
And the thing that they say that's so kid-like, don't you love this? I only did it twice.
Right.
And really, when I did it, it was only for reasons that you could never understand. But really, I only did it twice.
Mm-hmm. Here's what disturbs me. Mm-hmm. Pettit, you know, here's the headline. Pettit hopes he and Clemens can still be friends. If you have knowledge that this guy is trying to deny when you know that, in fact, he did take steroids, and at the same time, he's attacking their former friend.
McNamee, right.
McNamee. Why do you still want to be friends? What's the real goddamn truth?
They're
dancing around it like they've danced around this. And if you want closure, you know, Roger Clemens obviously doesn't get that. He thinks, and I still think he's going to get it caught in the ringer for doing this. I really do. I didn't think that after the hearing. I thought it was all over. No, I think there's more to come on this. But the fact is, with Pettit, if you're gonna be honest and you're going to give this deposition, I'd say go all day with it. Because if this guy is torpedoing both of your friends, this McNamee, and you know that he said to you he took HGH, and you know he's lying, first of all, why the hell do you want to be, you know, you're not going to be able to salvage your friendship, that's going to be gone.
You already said in your deposition that he told you this. Now, Roger Clemens can say he misremembers as much as he wants till the cows come home, but you're right, it's a bunch of crap.
And you know, really, because Roger Clemens has opened this, and because Andy Pettit is involved in this, I think there is a larger issue at stake for the whole sport. They're talking about moving forward. You know, you're hearing all the modern-day players now that are saying, you know, even the guys that did use steroids, that are saying, hey, that's in the past. I'm really glad baseball has moved to clean things up. You want closure? You really could get a lot of closure if they'd figure this thing out. Because I think I'm like a lot of Americans that are goddamn frustrated with Roger Clemens and Andy Pettit and Brian McNamee and all these guys, because one guy is lying and one of those guys knows who it is.
The weirdest thing is
two of those guys now
after however long this has been going on, I look at it now and my position changes on this like the way I change my underpants.
Yeah, me too. I vacillate on it.
But right now I feel like I believe the guy that's been telling the truth all along is the trainer guy.
I believe the trainer also. And you know what? There are so many things that when you look at Roger Clemens' strategy and the way he's handled this, you can see a lot of inconsistencies.
Able to pull a truck with my teeth.
Where do you see the inconsistencies in Brian McNamee? In his distant past, because he's a bit of a scumbag, and he's done some things that were wrong. Well, you know what? Everybody's screwed up in their life, and everybody's made mistakes. But on this particular subject, I think the guy's been telling the truth.
Shooting straight.
Amen. And can we just please take Andy Pettit off this pedestal? We have him sitting right next to Jesus H. Christ now.
Oh, and Andy Pettit's going to be the pampered, effing athlete again, and they're going to get away. And Clemens probably the same way.
The 2 points about Andy Pettit. Like I said before, I'll scream this all day. If you didn't cheat, why are you apologizing? Mm-hmm. And second, when you talk about how they're like little kids.
Yeah.
Have you heard all the Yankees now on TV? Like today I watched SportsCenter, and they were saying, it was Jeter, and it was Jorge Posada, and a couple of the Yankees whose names I don't know, but faces I know, saying, we hope that Andy can put this behind him because it's going to be really hard for Andy the first couple of months with everybody giving him a hard time, and we just want Andy to come out on the other side of this. It's like, what pussies are you? It's like
Andy Pettit is getting an absolute free ride in the press.
Is Andy Pettit a man or is he not a man? Is he a stand-up guy or is he not a stand-up guy? Is he a man who's close to God and tells the truth? Or is he someone who's going to crumble under the pressure like a little girl?
And meanwhile, what you said about Clemens last week, too, he can get in his bathtub full of $100 bills.
Yeah, right.
And enjoy, you know, his life right now. The thing is, Andy Pettit, I haven't read the deposition's not open, right? Is there a transcript of it? But I would like to see him say more because you know what? If you're going to come clean on this, but no, you're not because you want it all ways.
And he gets such a pass from guys like, I watched PTI last night. Kornheiser's all over this saying, listen, I think Andy Pettit's brave. He was historic up there. Everybody that answered a question, he was heroic as he stood up there, and he took it. And I'm looking at the TV going, hey, listen, Orangehead, he did not stand there and take it. He did the double talk, which is equivalent to, if you were offended by what I said,
right,
I apologize.
Right. And that's what...
That's not a real apology.
And it speaks to the attitude that still permeates baseball, where these guys, by and large, want this just to go away.
Yeah.
They don't look at it. They don't. They do not perceive this as cheating in any way. They perceive it as the way it was in baseball. And that's why they have these attitudes, and that's why. But as far as the Clemens thing, you know, it goes, this, the Clemens deal, in my opinion, goes so far beyond steroids. Hey, I can't give a rat's ass about steroids. This goes
They turned it into a soap opera, and we demand the ending now.
Yeah. This is the guy, you know, one of these guys is lying. You've both been on the national stage. One of you, you know, you've both been on 60 Minutes.
Listen, with all of our...
Let's find out what the hell's going on.
You're right. With all of our reality shows, with O.J. Simpson, and I call that a reality show. With the presidential election, I call that a reality show. With American Idol, we get our results now. We as a nation, we want it yesterday. We want to know. We're tired of this Andy Pettit, Roger Clemens, McNamee. Sit their asses down. Put them on TV on Fox. Let's find out who's lying. Off with the head of the loser, and let's have a great baseball season.
And it ain't going to happen, because one thing we also have in this country, and did you see the lady with the bad teeth that wrote the book about the dumbing of America and how stupid we are? You know, listen, lady, if you're going to tell the entire country on the Today Show that we're so stupid, are you so stupid that you can't make it to a dentist once in 50 years?
I'm telling you, she had mongoloid teeth.
Wow. Horrible teeth.
And
you know, it's like, be careful what you're going to judge. You're going to judge all us dummies. Mm-hmm. But meanwhile, you can't brush and floss regularly. I was totally put off by that woman.
You know, you're right. But this was something on the Today Show.
But she said the reason I tied it in, we have a short attention span in this country, right, too. And that's what she was talking about. She's absolutely right as far as, you know,
and
not
we're
knowing
so
what's
stupid.
Going on.
But you got back to your point on that. Mm-hmm. Came around. You have a good attention.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it.
Listen, Mike is right about this. If you didn't catch the Today Show, this woman, you would almost look at her and think, if you had the sound muted, you would think you might be talking to someone who's maybe going to be one of those before and after dental procedures where they're like, yeah. I'm serious. This woman's mouth was like animal teeth. So, so bad. And she had that old woman lipstick that was running into the teeth and going over her upper lip. And it's very hard to watch someone on TV when she's talking about how stupid Americans are, right? When you're looking at her going, honey, you were in a makeup chair 3 minutes ago. At the very least, don't open your mouth when you talk
on TV.
You know,
the dumbing of America, I hate to bring my old man up again, is something I heard him say, you know, 50 years ago. You know, it was like he said that, and he said it throughout his whole life. So I understand the point of view, and I think that, you know, with everything that's gone on in society, the way we react to stuff, I kind of believe it's true, the stuff that's important to us right now. But if you want, so I agree with the point of view, but at least bring out a spokesperson that doesn't look like she's got teeth from Mutiny on the Bounty.
I know,
downstairs. It's ridiculous.
I put it on, it's in high def, I thought, oh, look, tornado survivor.
Man, I don't know what it is, but it's some of those birds that hang out in New York City.
Well, there is, you know,
she ain't eating any apples,
no,
I'll tell you that.
No way.
There is some thought to that that I'm finding now with my grandkids. My grandkids are 6 and 5, and when I get a note from them or get a text from them, mm-hmm. or even in a written note, it's you know, XXOO, which is fine, means love and kisses, but it's like, you know, TTYL, you know, Grandpa, talk to you later. Right. That's the shorthand everybody speaks in now.
Right.
There's a great commercial where they're playing Scrabble, right? Have you seen that one where the mom says, like, well, hold on, ROFL, that is not a word.
Right.
And then the grandma says, like, you know, she texts her something that says, in essence, shut the F up.
Right, right.
Great. So many people talk like that now. I don't think it's a
At least texting is still the written word.
It's not.
You know, we're still writing.
But that's what that chick on the Today Show with the bad teeth was saying today. She was saying that even though people say, well, you read when you're on the internet.
Right.
We don't really read. We just scan to find out what it is that jumps out at us.
Right. Yeah. And she also spoke about the stuff that I understand, which is the, you know, the passion that we have for this crap. And it really is, you know, and she blamed the same organizations that she was doing the interview on, the news organizations and the networks, for spooning this stuff out. It used to be, really, I remember, and you remember this time too, where the networks kind of gave us what we wanted, but they also gave us what we should have as far as information and news. That doesn't happen anymore. You can watch. All you have to do is watch the local news.
Please, Jane.
And you'll see that. You'll see it. We're out
Hanoi,
here.
Jane just dropped the C word on the Today Show on Friday. Please.
They are.
That's what it's about now.
It's all crap now. And it's all crap. And that happened with, I think, the news organizations where, you know, if you want news now, if you really want to watch campaign coverage, you got to go to CNN or Fox News to a lesser extent.
But let's be honest, even that, you know, you're getting a slant one way or the other.
Yeah, but you're also getting the bells and whistles. Even that kind of, you know, it's not hard to.
It's kind of pretty on CNN, though, ain't it? All the big high def screens, touchscreen, blue state, red state, whatnot.
But do you agree that they've got, and then, panel one, panel two. You know, we got the people in there with all their fancy colors and all that. We need a lot of this crap instead of the information.
It happened with cable television and satellite because it wasn't, you know, when we were all kids, you watch the news at 6 o'clock on one of three channels.
If you're going to change it, you know what you do. The lady that writes the book about how dumb we are, you got to bring, have a body double. Bring out a piece of ass. Mm-hmm. Seriously, because, hey, the fact is that's the way we all think now. We want somebody better looking.
Rebecca Romaine Stamos out there.
There you go.
I'm Matt Lauer. Are we stupid? And she goes, you bet. You know what? People listen.
That's right. It would have carried a bigger stick. What do you get now? You get the second grade teacher that had the bad teeth that you remembered.
I know.
So nobody pays attention to
it. I know for a fact that porn star Kobe Ty is in Mensa.
Kobe Ty.
Oh, Mensa. Hold on. Thank you, Robbie.
Kobe Ty.
Talk about the dumbing of America. Seriously, Mensa. Now, this is a group for people with
high IQs.
Really, through the ceiling IQs.
Mm-hmm.
Mensa has come up with the 10 smartest TV shows of all time.
Oh, good.
All right.
You'll be pretty blown away by this. Mm-hmm. Number one is MASH.
Okay, you can make a good argument about
number
that.
Number two is Cosmos.
That's that's Carl Sagan's show.
Uh-huh. Number three is CSI.
I'd agree with that, definitely.
Number four is House.
Yeah, that too.
Okay. These are the smartest shows of all time from Mensa. Mm-hmm. Number five is The West Wing.
Mm-hmm.
Number six, Boston Legal.
Oh, that's I'm surprised.
Number seven, that. All in the Family.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Number eight, Frasier. Wait for it. Number nine, Jeopardy.
Yeah.
What's the Odd Sock? Number 10, Mad About You. Mad.
Paul Reiser's snappy dialogue.
He's mentally retarded.
We're at number 11, of course. You didn't read that one, right?
No, it is that.
That's the Primetime Video Zoo on Channel 9 here in Washington, D.C., starring Don and Mike.
Mad About You. How can that be in the top 10 smartest shows of all time?
There was a time where we used to make fun of Paul Reiser all the time. Where's Reiser gone? You haven't seen Paul Reiser in quite some time.
I've seen him in a movie on HBO.
Is he spending his millions? Is that what he's doing?
Peter Fox's dad.
Oh, well, that's perfect casting right there.
And they drive around in an old car to discover them. I'm Paul Reiser.
It's Paul Reiser. It's Peter Falk. Yes, we all talk like that. Yes, 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 yes.
Paul Reiser.
Why don't they just put Adam Sandler in the back seat?
And he can talk like this, and then we'll all have the sounds. Yes, sirree.
Paul Reiser, Peter Falk right here, yes, yes.
And then Adam Sandler with the sounds on all our words.
Because I'm mad about you. What's the theme to Mad About You? Can you hum it, boy?
Yes.
Go.
Coming to the final frontier. Mad about you, baby.
Can you do it? I remember the Frasier one. Toss salad and scrambled eggs.
Yeah, but I hear you talking.
But Mad About You is so much more obscure. Again, from the top, please.
Oh, God. We'll step into the final frontier. Mad About You, baby. It was jazzy. It was called The Final Frontier.
The Final Frontier.
I may have it. Give me a moment.
And you used to lust after Helen Hunt.
Oh, I sure did. Yeah, right up until about Twister. Actually, right up until
Twister.
Twister, I hardly knew her. As Good as It Gets, I was still hot for her, even that it was, I think, maybe the movie with Kevin Spacey with the screwed up face.
Oh, okay. All right.
Pay it forward. That's where Helen became a member of Pink Floyd.
Yeah, she was still As Good as It Gets when she runs over to Nicholson's apartment with the wet T-shirt.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Wonderful moment.
I watched a little of last week it was on cable, I watched a little of Twister, and do you remember how blown away, no pun intended, we all were when that movie came out?
And now the sound effect.
It sucks.
How about when the cow comes flying by?
It's
we thought it looked so great back then.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like.
You can see through the cow.
Yeah. I thought Twister sucked when it came out in the theater.
But everyone thought it was, so amazing.
No, I did not. I'm sorry. I beg to differ. I thought Twister was absolute with Bill Paxton. I thought
actor.
It sucked.
I don't remember hearing the word amazing.
No, I thought Twister sucked.
I like that.
The ride I liked down at Universal Studios.
Stop it. And last thing, I'm sure you've heard the list of all the schlubs that are going to be on Dancing with the Retards this year.
I like this, and I like the whole cast.
We do have an in with one person, our friend Penn Jillette.
Right.
Boy, that's a career move for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be on this show. But the name you want to hear, you're going to hear all the other ones. Jason Taylor, the guy for the Miami Dolphins, Monica Sellers, the Christy Yamaguchi. But the one that you really want to hold out for, that's right. Come on now. Gutenberg. Gutenberg is back.
Yes.
Gutenberg. God. Gutenberg rules, Mike.
Wow.
Steve Gutenberg on Dancing with the Retards. yes.
And, of course, he with the Joe Piscopo strategy of become a bodybuilder instead of an actor.
Come on, Big Bucks. Now lay it on me, the theme from Mad About You. Let's see if he had it right.
All right.
Robbie the Faggot.
Good theme.
I sang you the very end of it, so you're going to have to hear the whole thing.
Tell me why I love you like I do. Tell me why can start my heart as much as you. Tell me all your secrets and I'll tell you most.
That's not Paul Reiser, is it?
No, that's Helen Hunt.
Well, that's really true this time. I don't have the answers. I don't have a plan.
Now, I just guess this is maybe the reason we don't have theme songs anymore for TV shows now. This is the reason maybe they're just condensed down to like 5 seconds. Mm-hmm.
That's why they should shorten all of them.
So darling, help me understand. What we do. You can whisper in my ear where we go. Who knows what happens after here? Let's take each other's hand and we jump into the final frontier.
Look at him back there, like he's at
directing it. Yeah.
He loves it.
Like a Leonard Bernstein back there.
I love TV theme.
It's kind of catchy.
It's kind of catchy.
But I don't think it's the smartest show on television.
The show's sucked donkey balls.
It truly did.
It's one of the worst of all time.
If it was smart, it wouldn't have had the guy with the huge forehead.
But of course, we're going to also have to disagree on Twisted.
Everyone thought it was amazing.
Everyone
did.
Yeah.
You know what I don't like about Twister? The chick who is Bill Paxton's new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Jamie Gertz.
When she finds out what he does, and she goes, oh, Billy.
Yeah.
You chase storms, Billy.
Great rack on Jamie Gertz, though.
Yeah.
Some of the best breasts in Hollywood.
Yeah. Is there any sort of way that can help me tell apart Bill Paxton and Bill Pullman?
No.
I can never tell them apart.
No, you can't. The one guy's the guy that said, today we declare our independence. And the other guy is the guy that said, get Dorothy up there. Let's get them out there. Very easy to tell them apart.
Now I can.
Thank but they both that. Talk like that, man.
Today,
Jackson, Pullman.
We declare our independence. You're on the president, but I will fly the plane myself. I will ride it right into the alien Borg machine.
You know, it was the era of cinema when really dumb guys became leading men.
Yeah.
Guys that could easily play the dummy in a movie became the leading man.
And one of them was in a Titanic, but I don't know which one. Was it Paxton or Pullman?
Paxton was in Titanic.
Cool.
He played the guy that was going down on the diving.
He was a dumb guy.
Yeah, he was a dumb guy.
Yes.
Right. With bad teeth.
Dumb guy. And, yes, we all have bad teeth.
And a little coat.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Welcome to our Mad About You reunion show. How are you?
Bleem boom.
Well, I'll tell you what. How could Mensa possibly come up with a list like that and not put the King of Queens on it?
Exactly. That's it. Okay, that when you're talking about snappy, smart television.
That guy gets one of these because he's smart, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.